year ago, no one recognised their names, but now they have more fans than they can count. Two lads from Ostrava have just become Europe's new electric boogie champions. Patrik Ullman and Zdeněk Kremláček have both been dancing since they were four, but it was only 2 years ago that they decided to form a duo called the Hybrids Crew and try their luck at the 2010 Czechoslovak Talent Contest Talent Mania. They won hands down, wowing both the jury and the public with their electric boogie dance. Patrik and Zdeněk became overnight celebrities, sparking a huge interest in electric boogie. At the request of thousands of young fans, they put out a step-by-step instruction video on YouTube advising beginners on how to get the moves right.
Já vás zdravím. Já jsem Patrik a to je Zdeněk z Hybrids Crew a teď mám přišli naučit techniku, kterému já říkám Tetris.
At the beginning of July, they competed at the Hip Hop, Electric Boogie and Breakdance Championships in Denmark. And at their first international event, they came out top in the Electric Boogie Duo category, beating experienced dancers from Russia, Germany, Norway and Britain.
Důležitější je být vlastně stejně a my nám se to jako celkem daří.
The most important thing is to be perfectly synchronized and we are good at achieving that. We have the same technique, we train together and we try to create a mirror image.
Tréninky a trénujeme, děláme vlastně stejné pohyby.
Máme to štěstí, že jsme si padli typově, tanečně typově v Electric Boogie, protože máme fakt podobnou techniku.
We were lucky to get together, we hit it off immediately and we're well matched. We dance the same way, have a very similar technique, and we put a lot of effort into getting really synchronized. Of course, there are some tricks that Zdeněk knows and I don't, and vice versa, in which case we do have a few turns solo.
Ever since they won the Talent Mania contest, girls have been falling all over themselves to get close to their two new idols. Patrik says the admiration feels good.
Well, you know, girls like it, and I'm a guy, right? So, of course, it's a good feeling. It's not like I abuse the situation, but sure, it is good to show off to all those good-looking girls. The wave of admiration is a big bonus, and it is also a big motivation and inspiration for us to dance to an audience of good-looking girls.
The next big challenge ahead of them is the World Championship in Electric Boogie in Austria, due to take place in September, and they're spending the summer training hard for the event. No silicone, no light bulb, no Botox, no dumb stuff, no natural, and the day's war. Houses made of Tetra Pak cartons are the latest novelty on the Czech housing scene. The first was developed 4 years ago on a student initiative, and there are now around 100 of them, mostly on the outskirts of Prague and Brno. The Tetra Pak houses are cheap and easy to build, and the material used conserves heat and keeps out dampness. The first one of its kind was constructed by the firm FlexiBuild in 2007. The firm's real estate agent, Jan Baran, says these homes have a lot of benefits and are far more sturdy than people think.
Jedná se o potravinářské obaly, tak jak je známe třeba z různých balení.
These houses are really built from the Tetra Pak cartons we buy milk or juice in. The material is shredded, processed and compressed into solid grey boards. It takes a lot of cartons to build a house. For one board, which is about a centimeter and a half wide, you need 1,800 Tetra Pak cartons. The cartons produced are a standard shape, such as you get when assembling prefabricated wooden houses. And with a steel or wooden construction, you can safely build up to a height of 7 stories.
The main problem here is actually getting to the Tetra Pak cartons because they're not sorted specially since up to a few years ago, there was no specific use for them. Plans are afoot to introduce carton sorting as of next year. Houses made of Tetra Pak are better at retaining heat than brick houses and are 30% cheaper to build. Jan Baran again.
Rychlost výstavby, protože se vlastně používají suché technologie a nejsme závislí.
Construction work is facilitated by the fact that we are working with so-called dry technologies, which do not require special weather conditions, meaning that construction can take place in the winter months as well, regardless of rain, snow, or sub-zero temperatures. The construction of a family house takes approximately 3 months. It could be done faster, of course, but 3 months is the norm.
Ale ty 3 měsíce jsou asi tak optimální od zahájení do dokončení stavby rodinného domu.
Anyone considering a Tetra Pak dwelling would naturally think about the combustibility of the material used and its durability. FlexiBuild has good news on both counts. Due to impregnation, the houses meet all safety fire standards, and you can expect to live out your life in them, unless your family has a history of longevity. Jan Baran explains.
Životnost je obdobná jako u tradiční výstavby.
Regular houses made from standard materials such as bricks have a longevity of about 100 years. In the case of Tetra Pak houses, we are assuming a 20% lower longevity at around 80 years. Then again, there are many brick houses that have been standing for 200 years, so I think our buildings are also likely to survive 100 years or more.
Tento systém může přežít více než 100 let.
And finally, on a lighter note, we end with a true story. An intercity bus from Mladá Boleslav to Prague caught fire just as it entered the suburbs of the Czech capital last week. All 50 passengers and the bus driver escaped safely, though the bus was gutted by the time firemen had extinguished the blaze. The news made headlines, and one paper could not resist noting the wording of an ad printed in large letters on the front of the bus. It read, "Experience more."